No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. From Rome to home. We made it. We're back. I've had a almost full night's sleep and some chicken noodle soup. Some homemade chicken noodle soup. Homemade noodles. I did it. Pushed through, got home, made the soup, kneaded all day in the kitchen to chop and cook and rest and enjoy the quiet and enjoy the silence. And boy, it was good to get away. It was such a beautiful trip, and it's good to be home. I will not know how to get through this without my sidekick, my love, but we've decided whatever this is, we'll be back. We'll keep it going, and just, I don't know, we'll see what happens after some rest, of course. Today is the 7th day of November. Welcome each and every one of you. I'm Jill, and it is a joy to be on this journey with you, to be on this journey over the last 29 days through the New Testament, just getting to the New Testament after being in the Old all year long, and then to physically be in the places of the New Testament after much of the Gospels for the first time. What an epic, incredible, unbelievable journey and privilege it was to be able to see everything firsthand and to bring it to life. Let's jump into the word today. We are reading some really important words of Jesus, and let's just understand that he is going away, and the people cannot possibly comprehend what is about to happen to him. And in preparation, as you go away, you say the most important things that you want to say for someone to hear in hopes that they will get it. These are the words of Jesus that we are reading now. And so today we dive into Matthew chapter 24, and this week we are reading the Good News translation. Matthew 24. Jesus left and was going away from the temple when his disciples came to him to call his attention to its buildings. "Yes," he said, "you may well look at all these. I tell you this, not a single stone here will be left in its place. Every one of them will be thrown down." As Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him in private. "Tell us when all of this will be," they asked. "And what will happen to show that it is the time for your coming and the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out, and do not let anyone fool you. Many men claiming to speak for me will come and say, 'I am the Messiah,' and they will fool many people. You are going to hear the noise of battles close by and the news of battles far away, but do not be troubled. Such things must happen, but they do not mean that the end has come. Countries will fight each other. Kingdoms will attack one another. There will be famines and earthquakes everywhere. All these things are like the first pains of childbirth. Then you will be arrested and handed over to be punished and be put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me. Many will give up their faith at that time. They will betray one another and hate one another. Then many false prophets will appear and fool many people. Such will be the spread of evil that many people's love will grow cold. But whoever holds out to the end will be saved. And this good news about the kingdom will be preached through all the world for a witness to all people. And then the end will come. You will see the awful horror of which the prophet Daniel spoke. It will be standing in the holy place. Note to the reader, understand what this means. Then those who are in Judea must run away to the hills. Someone who is on the roof of a house must not take the time to go down and get any belongings from the house. Someone who is in the field must not go back to get a cloak. How terrible it will be in those days for women who are pregnant and for mothers with little babies. Pray to God that you will not have to run away during the winter or on a Sabbath. For the trouble at that time will be far more terrible than any there has ever been from the beginning of the world to this very day, nor will there ever be anything like it again. But God has already reduced the number of days. Had he not done so, nobody would survive. For the sake of his chosen people, however, God will reduce the days. Then if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Messiah," or "There he is," do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear. They will perform great miracles and wonders in order to deceive even God's chosen people, if possible. Listen, I have told you this ahead of time. Or if people should tell you, "Look, he is out in the desert," don't go there. Or if they say, "Look, he is hiding here," don't believe it. For the Son of Man will come like the lightning which flashes across the whole sky from the east to the west. Wherever there is a dead body, the vultures will gather. Soon after the trouble of those days, the sun will grow dark, the moon will no longer shine, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers in space will be driven from their courses. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the peoples of earth will weep as they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. The great trumpet will sound, and he will send out his angels to the four corners of the earth, and they will gather his chosen people from one end of the world to the other. Let the fig tree teach you a lesson. When its branches become green and tender and it starts pulling out leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things, you will know that the time is near, ready to begin. Remember that all these things will happen before the people now living have all died. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows, however, when that day and hour will come. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son. The Father alone knows. The coming of the Son of Man will be like what happened in the time of Noah. In the days before the flood, people ate and drank, men and women married, up to the very day Noah went into the boat. Yet they did not realize what was happening until the flood came and swept them all away. This is how it will be when the Son of Man comes. At that time, two men will be working in a field. One will be taken away, the other will be left behind. Two women will be at a mill grinding meal. One will be taken away, the other will be left behind. Watch out then, because you do not know what day your Lord will come. If the owner of a house knew the time when the thief would come, you can be sure that he would stay awake and not let the thief break into his house. So then, you also must always be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you are not expecting him. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? It is the one that his master has placed in charge of the other servants to give them their food at the proper time. How happy that servant is if his master finds him doing this when he comes home. Indeed, I tell you, the master will put that servant in charge of all his property. But if he is a bad servant, he will tell himself that his master will not come back for a long time, and he will begin to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. Then that servant's master will come back one day when the servant does not expect him and at a time he does not know. The master will cut him in pieces and make him share the fate of the hypocrites. There he will cry and gnash his teeth. There are so many things that strike me about the reading today, especially coming off of this trip. First of all, we have to understand that the actions of Christianity as we know it, not Christianity as it was, because our idea of Christianity then was Jewish law until Jesus. And then after Jesus, Jesus became the way. That's actually what it was called. It wasn't a denomination. It wasn't First and Second Baptist and Third and Christianity and Protestant and Catholic and Greek Orthodox. And it was the way. And we were in four different countries, five different countries, if you count the Vatican, I suppose. I believe five different countries. We visited ancient ruins, and heard unbelievable stories of brutality and death, persecution, not persecution in the way that we think we're being persecuted by being canceled out by someone that we used to go to church with or a family member. We're talking brutal deaths. We're talking about people being afraid to say that they were a believer in Jesus, hiding underground. But almost since the time of Jesus' ascension from earth to heaven, people have been living their lives, living life as if he was coming back. They believed wholeheartedly that his return was coming quickly. And because of this, in fact, so many different places, we heard this specific statement said by different guides, different ruins, different faiths of persecution, numerous, not just one. But there was a certain period, and I cannot remember right now, so forgive me for my lack of detail, but there was a certain period that they wholeheartedly believed Jesus was coming before this time. And it was not that long after he left. My point being, we read this context today, and for some reason we think that it is only relevant to us here and now. Wars, rumors of wars. People will fall away from faith and they'll betray and hate one another. False prophets will appear and deceive many people. Increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. And the warning from Jesus is, watch out that no one deceives you. I find several important points to this one chapter that we read today. Number one, the warnings of Jesus are not relevant just for the time that we're living in now and the place that we're living in now. This is nothing new. This has been happening. These things specifically have been happening in time since Jesus said them. They will continue to happen when wickedness and evil is present. These words are as true for us today as they were when Jesus spoke them, and when every person has spoken them in between now and then. They're relevant. These things have always been with humanity. These things will always be. But the most important words that Jesus could speak, he did. Watch out that no one deceives you. for many will come in my name claiming, I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. Ugh. So much to say. We have chosen so many messiahs. People that are going to save us. People that are going to rescue us. People that are going to fix this mess. This is everything that we have spoken of and read in the Bible so far this year. Do not be deceived by someone who looks the part, who acts the part, who plays the part. Know the voice of your Father so that you do not gravitate towards any person or anything that feels good, or don't fall into the trap of fear and panic and hype and thinking that you've got to know everything so that you know what's going on. We have to know the voice of our Father. We have to not be deceived, and we have to stop deceiving people. Man, in this age of social media and just false, if it's not true, it's false. Even if there's an element of truth, it's still false. We don't even know what is authentic anymore. We don't even know what is true anymore. But what we should know is if it aligns with the Word of God, it's truth. If it doesn't, it's false. It's a lie. It's that simple. And Jesus knows the importance because he warns them, if you do not know, you will fall for anything. You will fall for any false prophet that comes along. We love to throw those words around with anyone that opposes us. And it is so sad when people who do not know the Word of God will speak about someone who is quoting the Word of God, who is speaking the Word of God, and call them a false prophet because they themselves do not have a relationship with the Word of God. We don't have time to go around and just study the false. Tell people why they're wrong and how wrong they are so that we can be right. What we have time for is to know the voice of our Father and to love our neighbor as ourself. To love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. To repent, to turn away, to become aware of the things that we have been blind to in our own selves. It's not about anyone else and what they're doing. It is about what we ourselves need to bring into the light. What do we need cleansed from? What can I do with myself today to bring me into right standing with God? And who can I show the love of God along the way that otherwise may never hear this message? Important words from Jesus, and the reminder that no man knows the day, the hour. No man, none, not even Jesus. Listen, if Jesus doesn't know, there ain't a single one of us that's gonna get an inside scoop. But we can be ready. And we should be ready. And we should love one another as he asked us to. Because he said that's how they will know that we are his. So Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you that it transforms us from the inside out. Thank you that it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, God, that you never leave us. You never forsake us. It is us that pulls away from you. So many different reasons why, in our own pain, in our own trauma, in our own shame, in our immaturity. But God, I pray that in the times that we would have a tendency or a desire to pull away, what if we would run toward you and embrace you and feel your embrace with us? And know that you are there, know that you are God, and know that you love us. And that we could do and offer you and extend to you the same. This is my prayer. I pray it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that's the free app. Take a look around, download it, send it out to a friend, to a not a friend, and go through the Bible. You do not have to go through it alone. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are eternally, eternally grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can utilize the app. Hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner. Lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, I'm a little rusty here. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. Chronological number is 800-583-2164. Or once again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit, turn the little wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. Wow, I feel really lonely here. I guess we each have our own space. Maybe that's why it works so well. Okay, until we come together again, and until there's another episode of whatever that is, I'm Jill. I love you. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hiya, this is Sarah in Shropshire. I am currently a little laid up because I've done something to my back that means moving is a little bit tricky, but I am taking that as an indication that perhaps slowing down is a good idea. And I've just finished listening to the last whatever this is from Rome, and I just was thinking about how much I have learned. So I grew up Catholic. I would now describe myself as Protestant, and if I had to, I prefer Christian. But so hearing about the kind of, you know, the Roman Catholicism, and then the journeys of Paul, and how all those things kind of link and tie together is just has been glorious. But also for me, there's been so much learning in your relationship, Brian and Jill. I hope that's okay to say. Just to hear about how you speak together and to each other, and the love and the kindness and the gentleness. And I guess we see a lot of that when you guys do Song of Songs together each year. And yeah, that's just been, the whole thing's been a real blessing. And I'm really glad that there's been space in your trip for really good pizza and really good olive oil, and I hope you had some good ice cream in Italy. That's quite important. And I really, really hope that there's space somewhere for you to stop and decompress and sleep and slow down. And I hope that your slowing down doesn't involve a back injury.
It's great to hear your voice, China. I've missed you on Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Thank you for founding it. Lady Jill, thank you for carrying on the work and doing it so well. And to Ezekiel and Jill and Brian, thank you for the world tour that you've had us on the last 28 days. My prayer requests are for my 44-year-old niece who has stage 3 breast cancer with metastasis, and for my dear friend's daughter, who is a 10-year-old girl, Josie, J-O-Z-I-E, fighting brain cancer. She has 5 lesions in her brain. And for my daughter's neighbor, Jeff, who is fighting brain cancer as well and is doing inoperable brain cancer. He's only 52 and has a wife and 3 beautiful girls at home. Pray for me also, as I have many health issues and am handicapped and homebound. And you, Daily Audio Bible Chronological, are the sunshine in my morning. Thank you for always being there. I love you guys. And dear Kingdom Seeker Daniel, your heartfelt message, I'm praying for you. I don't often call in, but I pray every day. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.